Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slide back into a little college football. Finish up, send you on your way. Nice little show today. Nice little week here at the Fan Sports Network. We will not be treated to a Thursday night delight tomorrow. Man, who knows? Maybe the Jets win.
Yeah, I mean,
Thursday night games, dude.
It's also the Jets.
I'm going to start calling, the easiest way to get people fired up is call something un-American.
Ooh.
I'm going to start saying Thursday night football is un-American.
I like that.
We don't send troops overseas to sacrifice their lives for Thursday night football.
Well, I mean, we do, but we want it to be better. The Armed Forces Network does reach all around the world, and
People need a better product than this.
To be honest, that's what got me back to the Blazers. Is I would watch, because of the time zone differences, I got a ton of Blazers games on AFN when I was overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of got me back to basketball, as weird as that sounds. And that was
I don't think so.
That was some pretty garbage basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, I think those poor guys in crazy weird parts of the world, I'll watch bad basketball.
We want to watch it all.
Yeah, I just give me something.
But also, we can stream overseas now, so we don't have
to. Yeah, I guess now it would be a different
back
world.
Back then, though, we had AFN, Armed Forces Network.
Yeah, and it was just whatever they put on.
And you're like, all right, well, here we go.
Dude, they should hire outside the ranks for that. Like put me in charge of the Air Force Network.
There you go.
You know, just so that the Armed Forces Network, mm-hmm. excuse me. Therefore, it's like...
You're the one selecting games?
Yeah. Tonight?
Just nothing but Maction.
No, I couldn't do that.
Oh, you think it's tough over there? Here you go. I'm going to make it a lot worse.
Yeah. Things suck over here too, losers. Guess what I have to watch tonight? If I have to watch this tonight, yep. You have to watch this tonight.
It's tough.
I'm trying to find teams that are not currently in the playoff situation that have a shot to get in. Because look, we'll probably get to this on Friday between Oklahoma and Texas. I think both those teams are in for a rude awakening this weekend. And if they both lose, they're out, because I don't think three-loss SEC teams are getting in. I don't think any three-loss team is getting in, no matter what conference you are in. Not yet. That might be a 16-team thing, but I don't think that's a 12-team thing. So I'm trying to go around and look at people. Basically the Ole Miss model. Mm-hmm. I've got a loss, maybe two losses, but I'm going to miss the old conference championship game. May I deliver to you the Utes of University of Utah?
They're up there, but the problem that they have is, and I know we talk about conference games, they won't count, blah, 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 blah. Utah's two conference losses. They're 7-2. They finished with Baylor, K-State, Kansas. I think is what it is. So as it stands right now, they're very likely going to finish 10-2. They probably won't get the Big 12 title game because...
It'll probably be BYU, Texas Tech again.
Again. Because, Tech plays UCF and West Virginia to close out. BYU plays... Oh, BYU does have TCU, Cincinnati, UCF. Cincinnati's 25. So...
Utah took him to the wood chipper, though.
Yeah, well, not only that. Yeah, that's...
So,
BYU is the head-to-head against Utah.
Exactly. So that's
It's BYU.
It's where it's kind of you're kind of up against it because I'd love to see the Big 12 get two teams in just for chaos. I don't think they have two good enough teams to get in, but I'm kind of fascinated by the Big 12.
I'm telling you, if you're an opposing head coach, you don't want to see a Kyle Whittingham team in the playoffs.
Nope, you don't want to see a Kirk Ferentz team either. And this is where the eyeballs test stuff gets kind of weird on things. And again, I know we all say this at the station for those of us that use it. You slide over to the SP Plus, Utah's the seventh-ranked team in the nation.
They are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
They're
sitting there with a number 8 overall defense and a 19th overall offense.
Well, that's the thing is...
Special teams, top 50.
We know their defense is going to be good.
Always.
That's what
the bread and butter.
It's how far can Dampier take them?
Mm-hmm.
When he's good, he's real damn good.
When he's not...
It's been bad. He is the better version of Damon Williams.
Yes, he is.
Where it's like, he's great. Is like you're coming into the season, remember I was saying, Dampier's a guy I could see like sneaky being a Heisman. Because
sure.
we kind of looked at the board. It was like, if you're asking me to pick somebody outside the rails here, Dampier's a guy that I would look at. Because Utah's going to be good. If they can find that spiciness offensively, because he's a athlete, quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dual threat player. Even though he's tiny, he can do stuff. I mean, he's got 500 yards rushing and 1,600 yards passing so far this year. But he also got dinged up. But he's got 15-5 in touchdown interception ratio, 3-1. He's only been sacked 6 times.
We just want this, don't we?
Yeah.
We're just trying to will this into the universe.
I love Utah.
I do too. I hope this isn't Whittington's last year.
It won't happen now because of 2 losses. The thought of a Rice-Eccles home playoff game, let's say they ran the table. Let's say they knocked off Tech.
I would do uncontrollable things to that woman.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That are probably illegal in most states.
They would run the red helmet with the chrome
baby.
And it would be a spectacle.
I feel like Vince McMahon in that gif when he falls back in the chair. Like you explaining that to me.
They'd run their Rose Bowl helmet stands the Rose.
Oh God. The rose on that is such a
classy look. Because they weave it in through the letters. Oh, that looks good. But there's something about Rice-Eccles because it's just for whatever reason, it's always stupid clear.
Yeah.
And it's just there.
Look, going to the Big House, going to the Shoe. Tuscaloosa, things like that in a playoff. Yeah, of course, those are going to be wild atmospheres. The Hedges would be nuts in a playoff atmosphere.
But Rice-Eccles.
Rice-Eccles.
Doak.
Doak Walker. Dare I give you Autzen Stadium?
Autzen
would do it.
Autzen would do it.
Autzen would do it for me. Can it?
Yeah.
On a cold December night.
Yep.
Ooh.
Probably some snow.
Ooh.
That's thing is. Like,
I think State College in a whiteout.
I want a snow playoff game
so bad. Oh, my God.
So bad. But it has to be 2 teams that are okay with it.
Yes.
You can't send Alabama to play, you know, Penn State in the snow or Notre Dame.
Can't be USC.
No.
Can't be SC. No,
it can't be. You can't send SC to Notre Dame.
But I would love to see this Georgia team at Ohio State because they can run the football. You know, they're not a cold weather team, but they can run the football, and that's tried and true.
Yeah, I just think you would try to do it to where you're not sticking Miami and, you know, Iowa, you know what I mean? Like
no, yeah. I've seen what is it? I've seen Tua in Green Bay.
Oh, Kansas City
in the winter. Well, yeah.
They're freezing to death.
No, it's not Tua. There's a Miami Dolphins. Is it the Dolphins? Well, didn't the Dolphins have a quarterback that went to Green Bay and didn't they win a game?
Was it Fitzpatrick?
No.
Yeah. Wasn't it Miami when Reed's mustache froze over in Kansas City?
Yeah. Well, that game was like negative degrees. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Not important. For lack of better terms, this is how I'm approaching the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Mm. If you listen to everything we've said today about college football, I don't have the bandwidth to think about why these idiots make the choices they make.
Mm-hmm.
So I just live in dreamland. I just think about, Notre Dame at Oregon on December 19th on a Friday night.
So let's run this through.
I will have to ask my wife and I'll go down to that game.
Utah wins out and they go 10-2 and they're an SP plus top 15 team in both categories.
And they're number 7 right now. Oh, in both categories. Sure, yeah.
So there's roughly right around there. You're telling me you're not going to put them in?
They aren't.
You know what I mean? Like that's
totally.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It is, like right now they're 13th in the AP poll. They're right there.
They're right there. First team out, I believe, is Oklahoma, and then it's Utah.
Which I would put Utah over Oklahoma.
Hell yeah, I would. Well, Oklahoma's going to get waxed this weekend by Alabama.
And then we can just put that aside.
Damn, dude, I was so high on Oklahoma at the beginning of the year.
Well, my tears happened.
My fandom showed real hard on that one.
It happens.
Yeah, he's better than Cam Ward.
Wow.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Blazers tonight. Taking on the Pelicans and NOLA. But first, we'll toss to Casey with sports. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. I love this text. I want Bama to have to travel to Notre Dame just to see Paul Feinbaum lose his S.
Yeah. It's an egregious violation. It's SEC, it just means more here.
Unpatriotic. Yeah. It's not American. Pow!
Pow!
Although I would love to see Alabama and Notre Dame. I'm not going to lie. I'd watch that game. Like, the schedule's clear. The slate has been cleared.
We are locked in.
We are locked in on that.
It happens.
If Oregon hosts a playoff, if Oregon's in the playoff period, by the way, future programming note for us here, that game better be on Friday the 19th. I can't have it on the 20th.
Why?
I got in-laws Christmas stuff.
Oh, well.
I had a long conversation with old preschool with my wife.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to make this clear right now. You, when you talk to your father, you A, let him know that I've seen every Stanford Cardinal football game this year.
I'm cashing those in
on this. Like, I know he doesn't like to do this, but I need the television on at his house when we're hanging out.
Yep.
Okay? It has to happen. Otherwise, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Because, like, babe, see these Christmas presents?
Mm-hmm.
Ducks help pay for those. Ducks help pay for those. Gonna want to let me watch the game.
Just one of those things. You gotta dip away. Gotta dip away.
I feel like Costanza's dad right there. Gotta let me do it.
Just, yeah.
Also came across on the fan text line. I'd love to bring this up because I noticed it yesterday. It says, Danny, can we take anything away from Scoot now being day-to-day? Is he practicing now to ramp up? What is the situation on this? A roster spot? Why has he moved to, now he's on the injury report every day?
Well, he's on the injury report every day. He's required to be, but I haven't seen anything about him being day-to-day.
I saw one yesterday that he was day-to-day on Ole Espin. Casey's been saying in his update.
Yeah, I haven't seen or heard anything in that regard as far as day-to-day about him returning or getting any kind of updates on anything. But I could be wrong, but they're on the road, so maybe he is ramping something up, but he's still listed as the team have not released anything with regards to that. And I didn't see him doing any work before they went on the road trip.
Yeah.
So I've been operating under the auspice, the assumption, based on what I was told to, that Christmas was a good timeline.
Yeah. And
Christmas was a good timeline.
And I still live in that world with you. I noticed it randomly yesterday, and if it's just a typo or if it's roster maneuvering, however, I don't know, dude, like that makes my eyes gloss over when I think about NBA stuff like that.
Remember what Joe Cronin said after the press release came out the day before? It was 4-8, and he's like, oh, we're looking at more closer to 4-10. And that was return to basketball activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If something else comes out of that, great. But
what do you want to see tonight in this Blazer game?
Competency. Consistency.
A dub.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans is bad. They're really bad. I want to see them against Orlando. I think for the first time all season, they were not able to dictate tempo. Orlando slowed them down.
No Zion. No DeJounte Murray. No Jordan Poole.
Yeah, it's...
Boy, this is a tough league pass game tonight.
There won't be many people in the building or watching.
Yeah, I understand you were, you know, I love how much you double down, and I think there's a lot of validity to what you say, and you're hearing it from players too, that if you don't have if the window's on and you don't have a team playing it, the Blazers are a nice little league pass team.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if tonight's it.
Yeah, it's tough, man. What else do we have on the docket tonight? Bucks, Hornets, no Giannis. Pistons, Bulls could be spicy. Magic, Knicks could be fun. Grizz, Celtics, ugh. Cavs, Heat again. That could be good. Rockets, no. Warriors, Spurs.
Draymond's been a little spicy lately.
Jimmy, Steph, and Dre are all going to play. Lakers, Thunder. I'm sure it's the ESPN game, so there's that.
Oh.
Nuggets,
I won't be
Clippers.
Able to watch that.
Yeah, there you go. It's hard out here. Hawks, Kings. Ugh, Kings.
Yeah,
Kings are getting ready to have a fire sale.
Of a bunch of players that nobody wants.
It's not that Sabonis, LaVine, and DeMar aren't good.
No, I think they're all great players.
But they're very...
You know, I mean, I'm biased towards Sabas. Yeah. Like, I'm a GU guy.
Look, he's a good player,
Arvidas is probably my favorite Blazer of all time, him and Sheed.
There you go. But, like, their fits are all unique. Like, DeMar plays in the mid-range, a little bit older, defense is waning, but he's also can be on the ball as a shot creator and a playmaker. LaVine is actually a high-efficiency scorer, but... He can definitely wane defensively. And Sabonis
is a 6'9 center.
Yeah, he's a great rebounder, but you don't get any rim protection. If you isolate him or you pull him out of the paint where he can't be as big as he wants to be, and he's not as fleet of foot, especially if you're not going to be 7'1, you better be able to move your feet.
Yeah.
But he's an incredible rebounder, great playmaker, one of the best passing bigs in the entire league.
Three-time All-Star, I think.
Yeah, he's a really
two-time All-NBA.
Really, really, really good player, but it's a unique fit.
I know. I asked you, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, off air?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Sabs in Portland? You were like, no.
No.
No way.
No.
Just doesn't fit.
No, it's if you're gonna have a unique player, you know, it better be a unique player that can shoot.
Yeah,
because you're already
Definitely the way this roster is constructed right now. Really, the only thing the Blazers need, we talked about it yesterday in free consultation, they just need somebody to score consistently
outside of Denny.
Yeah,
they need somebody to
somebody that can shoot.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like they've got good rim pressure. You know, Jrue can give you rim pressure. Denny gives you a crap ton of it. Shaden, when he's got his head down, can really give it to you. Jeremy right now is probably their most reliable, consistent shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an above-average shooter, but he's not... I mean, I think he's still leading the league off the bench. He might have fallen after last game a little bit, but I think he's averaging 20 off the bench.
And I think he's somewhere around, or like 19-8, something like that. I just want a shooter.
Yeah.
I want.
You need a dyed-in-the-wool shooter.
Yes, I want a...
Or somebody just that has the gravity of one, at least.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is teams are packing it in, and, you know, the Blazers are being asked to shoot over the top, and that's kind of been the defining element of their game so far. So can they speed up the Pelicans? Can they be as disruptive as they've been? Because now they've had back-to-back games where they haven't forced 20 turnovers. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see. I want to see that turnover stat come back up a little more.
The steals have been low, and I keep saying this on TV, man. The effect or lack of effect without Blake Wesley and Matisse Thybulle, they're guys that are playing 16, 18 minutes, but they are so valuable.
I heard the Sunrise guys this morning groveling about making fun of that Blake Wesley signing. It's like, well, I could use that guy right now.
Their energy, their tenacity, their defensive intensity, and how disruptive they are. It wears guys out, and so other guys, you know, don't have to be the guys that try to wear somebody out.
Do you think we could send a garbage trade package to the Heat for Tyler Hero?
No.
Does it work that way?
No.
Why not? That's what they want to do to us.
Yeah, no. Also, I don't think Hero's the kind of guy.
I don't think so either. I just wanted to take a shot at the Miami Heat.
Not like that.
Such a weird thing, dude. What's wrong with those guys?
So... interesting enough, on ESPN, they have Scoot Henderson's estimated return date is November 18th, but I think that's the end of the period.
Yeah. Well, really?
The injury announcement. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why he's listed as day to day.
Because
it's not a Blazer thing.
Because he's
a
week out from...
It's an ESPN thing.
From the official injury report.
Sure,
but
sure.
Remember, that 4 to 8 week period was return to basketball activities.
Right, right. You keep hammering this home. You're not wrong.
I mean, it's torn hamstring. Like, if Scoot is all of a sudden day to day after a torn hamstring, and we haven't seen him working out at all, unless they're just hiding it entirely, which if he was close to returning.
It's just in a secret basement at the practice facility.
Look, if he was close to returning, the Blazers would want us to know.
Without a doubt. Oh, that would juice the fan base.
Yeah.
Our text line and YouTube chat talks all the time. Like, I can't wait for Scoot to come back.
Yeah. Like, there's no doubt about that. So Matisse is probably back by around the end of the month, early December. Wesley. I just because of being a foot injury, I'm kind of looking at All-Star break. That's when you would probably return, because the return has him basically end of January.
That would line up.
Give him a little bit of ramp up time, have that week to kind of get
extra rest there, yeah.
But the Pelicans suck.
Pelicans blow.
You're going to get to see Derek Queen tonight.
Oh, hey, I'm excited about that.
They gave an unprotected pickup for.
I forgot they did that.
Yeah.
I like Derek Queen at Maryland. He was fun to watch.
So
Blazers,
that's there.
Blazers tonight at 5 p.m., KUNP. Some crazy Comcast channel with like 6 digits, or my antenna, or Blazer Vision, however you want to do it.
Blazers are favored currently by 8.5.
Oh, really? I see Pelicans +4.
Where?
I don't know. Is that? Oh, maybe that's not odds.
I've got the Blazers as a 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah. Open at 7.5. Now it has gone up to 8.5.
ESPN bet or DraftKings or
FanDuel. Yeah, I've got ESPN bet. So
this one says 7.5.
Yeah, that's what it opened at.
Oh, that's what. Okay. Oh, dude, man, I can't talk about gambling.
It's okay.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I got you. I got you, pumpkin.
It's probably the one thing I'm most willing to admit that I am ignorant on.
It just takes time.
I don't gamble, we'll so I like don't know where to look. I don't know what I'm looking at.
We can bring you to the dark side. It's
see,
okay.
Thank you, Russ. Russ tried to sit there and be like, "Oh, you know." I'm like, "No, no, we'll get him." But by the end of the first year together,
madness doesn't count.
You will. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't, because I gamble that every year. It's the only thing I gamble.
See, thank you.
So the only thing I gamble is college hoops.
Fine.
At ALNA when we go up there.
By the end of our first year, I will get you gambling and shooting guns.
The guns ain't going to happen.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It ain't going
to happen.
When we come back, closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day and close up shop. This is Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.